Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're going to talk to Brian Mitchell coming up in 15 minutes. Former,
never heard of him.
Eagle, who played for Andy Reid, also played in Washington. Still very close with one Andy Reid. We'll talk to him coming up in about 15 minutes.
I want to know what his deepest secret is about Andy Reid.
If it's that he one time ate two steaks, I'm going to get so mad.
I'm going to be so mad. That's how we introduce him, though. We talk about, hey, Brian, look, we've heard Steve Mariucci tell the same steak story 100 times.
It's a good Andy story.
Matt Nagy told us he houses 2 liters like they're, 12-ounce cans of Coke. Give us something different on Andy Reid.
Did you hear the one time him and Mooch were stuck in a hallway in their underwear?
Mooch has got that story. Mooch, other than that story about Andy Reid, what else you got? Nothing.
I hear he likes cheeseburgers.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that either. We know that.
All right. I should Brian, tell us some deep, dark things Andy Reid coming up.
Yeah.
He once killed a man. Like, I helped Andy Reid hide a body once.
Yeah, no. Don't think that's
Jesus. Didn't see that coming.
Whoops. Yeah.
The second time in 2 days someone incriminates themselves on this show.
Yeah. It's what we're here for. Roll out the carpet. Dirty Dan has turned into, I said Nori Aoki yesterday compared to Nori Aoki.
Yeah.
When you're mad at somebody, you're mad at somebody. And when you point the finger at blame, sometimes it just doesn't go away. So for whatever reason, Dan Sorensen is drawing the most angst amongst Chiefs fans right now.
And when things are going poorly though, Josh, it's never just one person.
Not at all, but Dirty Dan's getting the brunt of it.
Oh,
right?
God, yes. Either him or Jaron Reed.
He blows the coverage on the tight end, and it looks bad. It looks pretty glaring, right? So then people look at the, why is Juan Thornhill not playing?
Why don't you just tell us about the patient?
And my counter is, I don't know, the coaches see them every day in practice. I'd like to think that they're putting the best player out there every time. Just because you don't see them but one day a week doesn't mean that he's necessarily better than that other guy. He might be. We don't know. And I know there's plenty of people. You're in that camp too. Like, I don't care. I just want to see it. And I think that's where a lot of Chiefs fans end up being. We asked Danny Hughes about.
I don't think he's the reason that this defense is trending to be part of the worst defense in the history of mankind.
No, but you want.
I'm willing to make a change for a change's sake at this point in time, just to see.
Yeah. So we asked Danny Hughes, Chiefs color analyst. If you could put all this on Dan Sorensen.
The problem we have is that Daniel Sorensen is a more physical defensive back than Juan Thornhill, than Armani Watts, and therefore they utilize him at closer to the line of scrimmage as kind of a hybrid linebacker. Now, that's worked in the past, and it's just not working now. And I think if we had a healthy Willie Gay Jr., if we had a healthy Frank Clark and Chris Jones, there could be an opportunity where you would just see Sorensen in package defenses as opposed to a mainstay in defense. He was on the field as much or more than everybody else on the defense. And I don't know if he brings that, if that's what he brings to the table that's going to help the defense and him be successful. Playing man-to-man coverage on a tight end, bump and run at the line of scrimmage, quite honestly, that's his best chance. He's got to be closest, he's got to be as close to the receiver as possible up front and try to be physical with him, because if he gives up any space like he did late in the game with Stephon Diggs, who ran right past him, that's going to be a cause for huge issues for this defense. So there's some limitations there that I think, unfortunately, because our other linebackers aren't really stepping up and being playmakers, they're being tacklers. Nick Bolton can go into the game leading the team in tackles or being atop the team in tackles. But like, you have to look at that stat and say, okay, well, where are those tackles being made? It's not so much about having the number. It's about where those tackles are being made. Sorensen was leading the team in tackles coming into the game. Well, do we remember a significant tackle that he made this season?
No.
At or near the line of scrimmage? No. So that's where I'm not big on the stats. It's about guys being playmakers, and I think our linebackers are not where they need to be.
To answer, I'm at the various levels of the defense, it's hard to like pin ultimate blame on it because the whole thing filters down. You're not getting stuff going on up front. That's creating all kinds of havoc behind them. If the linebackers aren't downhill, the linebackers aren't downhill enough. We've seen that for the last couple of years now. Right. I'd like to see more downhill linebacking play, right?
They need more speed. They need more athleticism. On the edges, younger guys.
On the edges right now, it does not look speedy.
No.
Like, get to the corner against the Chiefs defense, and you can make some waves.
You
and
know
then
what?
That
you
filters
know what?
To the back, and then Dan Sorensen, his biggest value was that he could do a number of different things, and we like the fact that he could slide down and be a hybrid linebacker. Well, now that's getting exposed too. So there's so many facets of this defense that are going this way and that way that it's very difficult to pinpoint one thing. I think there's a lot of stuff going wrong with this defense right now.
There is, Josh. There's a lot going wrong with this defense right now. But I'll tell you, if I'm an offensive coordinator right now for this team, you know, did you ever read The Art of War? You know, it's an old ancient book.
Was they turned it into a movie?
I saw that Wesley Snipes movie.
Yeah. Right, yeah, The Art of War. Yeah. Bill Belichick, I think, really like utilizes that book from the 1700s, I believe is what it is.
My favorite book.
Yeah, to kind of do what he's doing right now. And The Art of War, one of the things that they talk about is attacking your opponent's weaknesses, right? And one of the biggest weaknesses is that edge for the Chiefs. You know what play I hate the most? When the quarterback takes the ball and throws it to the side.
Yeah, no, it's...
Right? Because it's plus eight, yeah, plus seven it's every single time because they've got nobody with speed that can get out to the outside. And Danan's right about that. You don't look at tackle stats and go, wow, this guy's leading the team in tackling. He must be doing a great job. It's, are you making those impact tackles? And I never think it's positive when a defensive back is in that top three or four of tackles for a team. That means they're getting past the first wave, they're getting past the second wave, and you're the last line of defense.
7 yards down the field, right. you're making the contact to make the tackle.
Correct.
Those aren't good recipes.
No, that's not good at all for anybody. You've got to find a way to have your leading tacklers. Your linebackers should be your leading tacklers, not your defensive backs. And so, yeah, Dan Sorensen has missed a lot of tackles. He's been in on a lot of tackles. He shouldn't be that involved with what's going on the defense right now. That's because there's breakdowns at every single level, and there's breakdowns at every single level because they're getting out-athleticized right now. Guys are faster.
That's
guys
right.
are stronger.
Athleticized.
The guys are faster and stronger right now than the Chiefs are in that front seven. They've got to find a way to get faster and quicker so when that pass does come to the side from the quarterback, it's not plus seven or plus eight every single time.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like there's some definite like weak spots of this defense. And yeah, every time a running back leaks out of the backfield, and you're like, oh, no.
Or even a pitch to the outside. How many times have you seen Frank Clark and Chris Jones up in the air the wrong way as the running back is getting outside?
Yeah, just get to the edge against the Chiefs right now, and it's easy picking.
I mean, I think it's been unfairly, like the burden has been unfairly put on Dan Sorensen.
No question,
that's not to say that he hasn't been a glaring weakness for that defense.
He's been exposed, for sure.
Like,
he is.
I can tell you there has been more plays that he didn't make. That, like, can you point to a play Dan Sorensen's made this year that you were like, Boy, he really stepped up and did that.
The only one I can remember is one at the line of scrimmage that he missed. He would have had the guy stopped at the line of scrimmage, but
so
missed
no?
the tackle. The answer is no.
No, now, we can name more plays that he's missed.
Yeah, that's what than, Danan said. Do you remember him making an impact play this year? No, but he has made impact plays over the course of his career, right?
Sure, okay, that's fine.
Right, but this year, he's not making impact plays. But
we can't let somebody survive off of those one or two plays that stick out in your mind.
No, you're right. But just replacing, I promise you, just replacing Dan Sorensen right now is not going to make this defense any better, in my opinion, than where it is. I'm willing to see, but I don't believe that it's going to make this defense any better because that defensive line is still the same defensive line that now hasn't produced for five
games. I think Dayton's right. Like, it does start up front, and the trickle-down effect does put Dan Sorensen in a bad position to where he's getting exposed even more so than he has been in years past, right? Like, I think that, you know, we're seeing something that we've seen for a long time out of Dan Sorensen, and you're just seeing more of it because of the fact that he's now being put into those situations. We talked about it yesterday. He's the guy that's being tasked to bring the meat to the barbecue mm-hmm. when he should probably be just bringing the plates, right? Like, that's who Dan Sorensen is. So I'm not concerned about that.
That one was so good that you brought it back a second day.
Yeah, it really was.
Like, yeah.
But like, to me, we've talked about it's a matter of pride now, and at some point, I think you have to start sending messages, and that's one of those messages I think that can be sent. Is that, look, this type of play isn't going to be acceptable, even though you really are the last line for us. Now, is that the, you know, making waves play? Probably not. You know, benching Dan Sorensen isn't exactly something that you know, is earth-shattering to anybody, right? It doesn't have the impact of, say, benching Chris Jones or benching one of your high-dollar, guys on the defensive
Clark
line.
Clark benches himself.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, it doesn't have that impact, but I do think that in terms of, like, sending a message and saying this is unacceptable, yeah, I'm ready for them to make that change.
Well, and I think also, to just flip it around a little bit. If the offensive line's not doing its job, we're not blaming Patrick Mahomes, we're blaming the offensive line. That's what it is on defense. The defensive line is akin to the offensive line. If the defensive line doesn't do their job, the skill position players behind them can function. It's the exact same thing. So if you think about it in that respect, then you're like, oh, okay, I get it. This defensive line is not good.
Former Washington to Philly running back Brian Mitchell knows one Andy Reid very well. We'll ask him also if Washington can provide an upset. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Time now to chat with Brian Mitchell, former NFL running back with our sibling station, 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C. He's also very close with one Andy Reid, having played in Philly as well. In fact, he's one of the few that gets to talk to the coach,
yeah.
Especially on a game week.
He'll be
joining Brian's show, I think, later today. Is that correct, B-Mitch?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He'll be joining us, I think, at 1 o'clock. Eastern Standard Time.
Well, that's good, man. You got the great relationship with Coach Reid, and you know, here in Kansas City, we've heard a couple of stories about Andy Reid. I want to know kind of, like, I don't want to say your deepest, darkest secret about Andy Reid, but we've heard from Steve Mariucci about 1,000 times he ate 2 steaks at one meal. Matt Nagy told us one time he used to house 2 liters of Coke like they were 12-ounce cans. So what kind of story that we haven't heard yet about Andy Reid do you have?
Well, I would just say he never met a cheesesteak he didn't like.
Yeah.
And about every place in Philly, there was a meal named after Coach. So I would say he's probably been to all the places in Philadelphia.
That's pretty awesome. What's the best Andy Reid named dish? It's not like everybody's doing a cheesesteak or something like that. Did anybody get creative and do something that didn't involve cheese or meat?
Nah, everything I know had something to do with me. I didn't know anything about salads named after him or vegetables named after him. It was mostly the meat. But, you know, you look at him lately, he's trimmed up. I used to call him Big Red. I got to call him Smaller Red now.
Smaller Red. I like that nickname for Andy Reid. Brian Mitchell, former Eagle and Redskin with us here on 610
Sports Radio.
And there
ain't nothing wrong with no vegetables.
And that is
cool
true.
With that, huh?
No vegetables.
Give me a meat plate. Yeah.
Go for it, man. Go for it. But they're in a tough road right now, man. Sitting at 2-3, things aren't working. Yeah. Mahomes is turnover prone. What's Andy Reid like from a coaching standpoint behind the scenes when the times are tough like they are right now? And experiencing something this group of guys really hasn't experienced, and that's adversity right now.
Well, the thing about him, you know, I think he takes a lot of stuff and put it on himself, and I think he goes into his, like, he's kind of like this mad scientist. He goes into the lab and he starts trying to figure out what's going on. And what I love so much about him, just like Joe Gibbs was, he listens to his players. You know, he's finding out if the things that they're putting together as a coaching staff, that if that's not working for y'all, let us know what you all think will work better, and they will try to implement that. But I promise you, you know, they now are sitting at 2-3. They're about to go on a run. You know, Patrick is too good. Tyreek is too good. Kelsey is too good. You have too much going on. They have to figure out a way on the defense to slow people down a little bit more. But I really believe that offense that they have gives them a chance to win every time they get on the football field. And the thing about Andy being that he was a former offensive lineman, I've always been amazed by the way he can develop and design plays. You know, we look at a lot of offensive coordinators in this league. I can tell you what they're running, and I don't have to watch every film, every game on them. The thing about Andy, he always tries to get those matchup advantages. And if he can keep getting Tyreek Hill on somebody, I don't care who it is, you know, Jalen Ramsey, who it is, if he gets him on somebody one-on-one, that's always an advantage for the Chiefs.
From our perspective, I always describe him as he never lets you see him sweat. Does he give that perception off to the players as well? He may go into that lab and he may construct some things, but there's not an ounce of, hey, we're in trouble, we're panicking. I've always said he says, I got this. Is that a fair feel?
That's a great quality for a leader. You know, I played quarterback in college and high school, and the one thing about it, whether things were going good or bad, I always had a positive outlook. Stepping into the huddle, talking to the guys, and they fed off of that. I think that's the same thing with Andy. You know, things didn't work great in Philly every time. We did have a little, a couple times we had like a little stumble here and there, and he came in like, you know what, man, we just missed it. You know, always making it seem like it was so close. And I think guys, when they hear those things, instead of a coach coming in, and, you know, a lot of coaches point fingers at players. You guys aren't doing this. I know my scheme where he's never done nothing like that. And I don't think he will now, but I really believe that when they explode, it's going to be a problem. And that could be this week, to be honest with you.
You're not putting too much stock in the Washington football team and Ron Rivera matching up with Andy Reid, I gather, huh?
No. I look at this team, and I think in the offseason, they were the ones talking, saying about what they were going to do. And now that the season has started, the whole dynamic and the whole narrative has changed. Oh, we just a young team. That's not what you were saying before. You know what I mean? So I think that they're making excuses here. I don't believe Andy's making excuses there.
I was eavesdropping a little bit yesterday on your show, B. Mitch, and I heard you guys talking about the quarterback and the Heineken thing, and now Bud Light's involved with him. It seems like he's focused more about getting a beer endorsement than he is about playing the game.
That sounds
huh?
smart to me.
See, when I'm on radio a lot here, I try to hold my tongue a little bit, not a lot, because I'm going to tell you what I truly believe. And when he was sitting up there talking, yeah, he had a good game. And I've always been the person to say, everybody can have one good game. Everybody can have one good year. But are you going to be able to stack those games up, stack those years up? And after having a good game, he's talking about, I've reached out to Heineken and they never did that. And then Bud Light jumps in. Listen, the problem with this team, you have to understand, if you go out there and have success, you go out there and you win, then people will be coming knocking your door down.
Yes.
When you have to reach out to people to try to get something, guess what? You're not where you're supposed to be. Point blank. Mm-hmm. If you're hot for a moment and I can use you to get a little marketing off of you, yes, I will. But it's not going to stick. Just like I don't think Taylor Heineke, I love his story. I love his drive. I just don't think he has all the tools to be an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. That's where I was going to go with this, Brian. I mean, we look around the league and everybody's trying to find their Mahomes or their Josh Allen or whatnot. Washington, until they find their guy at that quarterback position, I mean, you're kind of swimming upstream, aren't you?
That's how it is. In this day and age, it's about who can sit in the pocket and throw the football. And I said it last year when they played against Tampa and this whole area. Oh, we played the champions closer than anybody. No, you didn't. Green Bay played them closer. Okay? Let's be real about that. You lost by 8 points. Your defense gave up 532 yards. They didn't have no film on Taylor Heineke. If they had film on him, he would have never got close to what he did. So as I look at it, it's just about right now we're in a position where this team is searching. And every little thing is blown out of great proportion. They have to learn to slow that down just a little and just build. But I believe if you don't get the guy at the helm, a quarterback, somebody with a strong arm that can make every throw, you're going to have problems. The thing about Taylor, he's a smaller guy. He has to run to be special. And if he runs, that's also his liability, where if he gets hit, he's going to get hurt.
Yeah, but he hasn't played against the Chiefs' defense yet. He hasn't played against the Chiefs' defense yet. People turn into superstars and Pro Bowlers against this team.
Well, hey, that's what people do against our defense. So, I would put my money on if you get into a shootout. I don't think it's a person in the world is going to take a Taylor Heineke led team over a Patrick Mahomes led team.
You're probably right.
Yeah, you're right.
What has been wrong with this Washington defense? Everybody expected them to kind of take another step after being so fierce a season ago.
Last year I thought that they were a very good team against some mediocre quarterbacks. Ben DiNucci. Ben DiNucci is not scaring anybody. If you take him to high school, he's not scaring anybody. We had those type of people. What's the quarterback up there right now? Andy Dalton. He was in Dallas. They beat Dallas twice. Dallas, I think, had a total of 200 and something yards rushing. I mean, they had 200 and something total yards against them in two games. They were looking outstanding against those level of quarterbacks. Now they're facing the upper echelon of quarterbacks this year. I didn't think they were good against the run last year. They couldn't stop the run. And this year, they're still not stopping the run, and now they're bad against the pass. I think a lot of what you just said about Taylor Heineke got into this defense as well, where they were out there and they were listening to the things and they were trying to, enjoy all the things that come with being a pro football player instead of putting more work into it. The thing about being a pro player, I always felt, if you work your tail off, when you're done, you get to deal with all of those accolades. You get to, reap all the benefits. But you're not going to reap the benefits before you put the work in.
Brian,
I think a lot of guys did not put the work in.
Brian, well, that's unbelievable comments right there. A lot of guys did not put. Some guys do get happy on the hog, as we talk about. You get the opportunity to talk to Andy today on your show. You can listen to it on the Odyssey app. I'm sure you guys will podcast it up there as well. What is the one question that you're dying to ask Andy when you get him on today?
Well, I want to ask him, you know, have you figured out how you're going to get out of this hole yet? I mean, I think everybody, especially everybody in Kansas City, is trying to figure that out. You know, what are you going to do to get back to where you were last year? Because when they stepped on the field last year, I'm sure we all felt they're going to score about 30 points and they're going to blow teams out. This year, you wonder what's going to happen, and I'm wondering how is he going to get back to where he was over the last few years.
What do you think the answer is to that question?
He's going to tell me he's going to make sure he goes back. They're going to work on all the fundamentals, and he just have to, you know, make less mistakes than the other team, more than likely. That's what he's going to tell me.
Brian, we appreciate
it. If he talks to me off the radio, he may tell me something else.
Right. Yeah, let us know what that is.
We'll hit you up for that later. Brian, thanks for the time. Good catching up, and we'll point some people to your chat with Andy Reid later today.
I appreciate it, man. Anytime.
That's Brian Mitchell on our sibling station, 106.7 The Fan in D.C. You can check it out in the Odyssey app. And, he's got a little access to Andy Reid.
Yeah, and he's very positive. I mean, he said right at the beginning of our chat that they're about to go on a run. I mean, when you look at the next three games for the Chiefs, they got the Washington football team. You got the New York Giants and Tennessee sandwiched in between. I don't know what to make of Tennessee. I think you're higher on them than I was coming into the season.
Well, beginning of season one, those circled games, a little lesser probably now.
Probably a little less now. But, I mean, they got decent enough. I mean, anybody against this defense is a decent offense right now. So you always have to factor that in going in. But the bookends of that compliment sandwich right there are the Washington football team and the New York Giants. Both teams right now that stink out loud, and both teams you better beat or you have some real issues.
Yeah. Brian works in Washington, played in Washington. Not real high on this Washington team
at all. Well, it does. It goes back to the quarterback. Nobody thought Taylor Heineken was going to be any good.
And if you're, but also if you have that name, you definitely call on Heineken.
Yeah, but Heineken's like giving him the stiff arm. Like, because, we don't even know you.
Not because you made it, because you throw that one out there as a shot. But being high in the hog in that division last year where, like, nobody wanted to win it.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't arrive at anything.
Like, Washington's acting like they arrived?
Like,
good Lord.
Whoever was out of that should be a little bit embarrassed, right? And that division was bad, really bad. And so, yeah, they shouldn't feel like they've arrived at all.
No, God, no. They're not an arrived team. Like, if the Chiefs or the Bills or the Chargers even, you know, decide like they wanted to act like they've arrived, or the Patriots back in the day, act like, yeah, I get that. But Washington was like 7-9 and made the playoffs because they beat a bunch of middle schoolers.
Well, because you had to take one from their division.
Yeah, you had no
because
choice.
You had to have
you
one.
You had to have one. Yeah. That's the only reason they made it.
Right.
There's a guitar company called Witkowski Guitars in Poland. I reached out to them to see if I can get the family discount. They did not respond.
They didn't respond?
That'd be good, too.
No, I was blown away.
I mean, you got to give the guy credit for trying, right?
Luke Witkowski also won't send me a jersey.
Who?
You've never heard of Luke Witkowski?
Is he playing the NHL?
He is. Well, actually, I don't know if he's in the NHL right now.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. He's in the AHL.
What is that, the ECL?
East Coast Hockey League, the ECHL?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a college basketball conference?
He did play in the NHL for a very long time.
So he may be retired now.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say long time. Let me run that one back. For several years, he was in the NHL.
Hey, man,
he's
more
still
than
playing
a couple
hockey.
Of years of career in any sport is a long time these days.
Just give your boy a jersey. That's all I'm asking. You got extras.
We'll shout it out coming up in just a few minutes. 913-576-7610. Anything you'd like to discuss, we'll do that coming up in just a few. And even a Chiefs rival player is finding the Chiefs 2-3 start surprising. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Shout it out coming up in just a few minutes. I think still in the audition stage, but it's been going pretty well, don't we think, for the this time of day?
I don't know. That's up to Ryan
it's
to
been
decide.
One hell
that.
Of an audition.
I think it's been pretty good. All right.
Pretty good. All right.
You're doing well so far. So let's shout it out. 913-576-7610. Get those topics in on the text line. We'll do that coming up in just a few
almost
minutes.
Almost considered giving it back to the 630 crowd.
You know, I think people would be happy about that. I haven't heard from Pat Daddy or Mrs. Pat Daddy since we moved it to 630. They're not happy. I'll just say that. They are not happy.
Has it ended the friendship?
Well, I don't know. If you guys want to come to the BMA Mouse Races on November 13th at St. Thomas More, Mrs. Pat Daddy and Pat Daddy will be there. We can address this in person.
They both have a mouse they're going to be racing?
That's also a shameless plug for the BMA Mouse Races. November 13th, St. Thomas More, $35. You get food, you get drink with that, and you get to bet on mouse races, which is fantastic.
Mice races?
I think it's called Mouse Races. Mouse races, not mice races. Mouse races.
Yeah, but there's multiple.
Yeah, but
mice racing, and
this is why
mouse.
This English language is so hard because you don't know. But we call them the mouse race. The mouse races, mice race.
I guess they call it a horse race rather than a horses race.
Okay, there you go. So a mouse race. The mouse race is November 13th. The benefit BMA. It's going to be at St. Thomas More in their kind of assembly hall, like they're like 119th-ish at Holmes. Come on out and bet on the mice with us and have some fun, man. Raise some money for a charity.
Supper club action.
Yeah, trying a little to bit. Find yeah.
They're going to have a smoked whitefish out there?
This isn't Wisconsin, but I mean, I'm sure we can pull a... I'm sure Jerry Anselmo's got a stash of whitefish in his basement, right?
Some smoked whitefish.
Yeah, Jerry's got that going on. So come on out November 13th, bmafoundation.org to make your reservation. You can meet Mrs. Pat Daddy and Pat Daddy and bet on mice. I already purchased a mouse. $50, you can name your own mouse.
That seems expensive for a mouse.
It's like, a charity.
It's not like a star, but it's a mouse.
Yeah. Get to name your mouse. It's $50. Goes to a good cause. We
Are
support
these mice
10 charities.
Trained? Like, have they been taught how to race?
There's a little touch and go on that. I don't know the answer to that question. The ones I've seen before.
Are they tested for PEDs prior to the race?
They are not, though. They are not. They are not.
How do you pick a good mouse to race? Does one have longer legs than the other?
I don't know. I was talking to the boss about it. He's like,
starve him for a day or so?
The boss wants to buy a 610 mouse.
What?
Yeah. Get that going.
Like a logo on it and everything?
I'm not big enough to wear a jockey thing, you know.
Hmm.
Just little mice, man.
I was going to ask. That was my next question. Who rides the mouse?
Yeah, nobody. An ant.
Even Chiefs foes are a little bit surprised. They're 2-3. Austin Eckler was asked about it yesterday. The Chargers are running back. You know, they're staring down at us in the division standings.
Oh, yes.
High and mighty perch.
Looking down at us in their nose.
So is he surprised by their performance?
Yeah, I would definitely say I'm surprised to see them struggle just because of, you know, the powerhouse that they've been over the, you know, past couple of years, you know, and they still have, you know, the firepower over there. So, you know, I was watching the game the other day, and there's just a lot of things that didn't usually happen and were happening as far as, you know, Mahomes throwing a lot of balls in the dirt, you know, drop balls or picks, you know, that were coming off the tips.
Yeah.
So, like, I think, I'm not sure what's going on over there, but yeah, I'm definitely surprised.
Huh. Well, I see over there's a bunch of underperforming.
Yeah.
What Austin Eckler's saying, right?
Is he not right by that, though?
No.
You know, it stings when it's somebody from the outside that says this. Like, we all say we can be critical of our own children, but when somebody else tries to be critical of our children, it's go
and
time,
right?
Well,
it's not even knocking it, really. He's just like, man, I'm watching him. Like, that's not the team I've watched the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
But it isn't. I mean, you can't make a play on defense, and the offense has become turnover prone. Those are things that didn't happen over the last few years. You saw a team, Josh, and the reason why they were able to go to back-to-back Super Bowls is because they were a team that didn't really beat themselves, ever beat themselves. Now, they're not getting necessarily beat by the opponent all the time. They're doing a lot of beating of themselves, and it's not a good situation to be in. Like, it's one thing if the opponent goes out there and they put together a game plan, they beat your ass. It's another thing if you go out there and have a great game plan and you beat yourself. And that's where the Chiefs are. They're beating themselves right now with all of those turnovers and not being able to make a play on defense. So I give credit to the opposition, no doubt about it. But at the end of the day, this is a big internal thing. They got to figure out how to stop beating themselves.
That'll make you go blind from what I understand.
Absolutely.
Let's shout it out. 913-576-7610. Brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. They are simply the best.
Check them out at southlandtow.com. Mention 610. You will get 10% off.
It's just there on a T. I mean,
I know. I was
you
hoping
said
you
it
would,
like twice.
Yeah. I was giving you the opportunity. I'm glad you knocked down
just
the door.
Left the space in case you wanted to rush through it. Otherwise, yeah. It was just fine by itself.
Right. I know how to set you up, Ryan.
816, I hope that Eric Bieniemy gets the Raiders job. We'll have fun saying Eric Bieniemy is now Eric Dieniemy. That's good. That's real good.
I got nothing to add. I like that a lot. That's good.
D.
620 says my work and sleep schedule allows me to be up for the 7:50. Shout it out. Love it.
Okay, right. Good.
Well, here we go.
All right, we got one.
Let's go, baby. 316, doing an emergency hump day porking today. All day smoked pulled pork with a brown sugar bourbon barbecue glaze.
Why is it in an emergency porking today?
Probably hungry.
And if you're going to do that, don't you need to do more than like an emergency? Doesn't like that take hours? So hopefully you got a heads up, man. You're not scrambling right now to get that done for lunch.
Feels like a tough thing to thaw in such short
yeah,
notice.
Yeah, it really
it's
does.
A tough thing to be part of an emergency, right? It
yeah,
takes
do you
too
have
much
a
time,
fresh
dude.
Piece of meat you're ready to roll with? I mean, because that's like one of those things like a turkey speaking you thawed out the week before Thanksgiving.
Speaking of fresh meat, 484, shout out to my first deer I hit this morning, RIP.
Ooh, man, that sucks. How bad's the car?
See, you always ask follow-ups.
Well, I'm asking, but he can text back in.
Now I have to open up a chat box.
Yeah. Hopefully you're okay.
Are you porking it?
Do you eat the deer after you kill it with the car, or is that frowned upon? I'm asking a legit question.
Some hood ornament jerky?
I mean, a lot of the meat can get bruised, not only from the actual impact of the car, but then from the hitting of the pavement. So typically,
yeah, you don't.
It's not good.
Yeah.
No. I don't really know where to move on from that. 816, chicken and waffles is disrespectfully underrated. I think it's aptly rated. It's good.
Mm-hmm. It depends on what part of the country you're in, too. I'm sure that it's very highly rated
in the South.
Like Southeast, I'm guessing. It's probably really, really adequately rated.
There's a place in L.A., and I don't know the name of it off the
you're
top of my
Roscoe's?
Head.
Talking about Roscoe's?
That's it. Yeah, yeah, that's it. It's supposed to have the best in the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They got Kool-Aid on tap, too.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Have you been there? That.
I have.
And?
Delightful.
Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
See, they rock the actual chicken and waffle, like an actual piece of fried chicken, though. I don't like places that are just like, yeah, we do chicken and waffles, and they just like throw an Eggo with like a chicken strip on it and call it a day.
Yeah,
That's not chicken and waffles. You put chicken McNuggets on top of an Eggo.
Yeah, that doesn't count. Now, maybe I'll do that for the kids today. We're having chicken and waffles for dinner. Here it is. They'd love it.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah, they would probably love it.
They wouldn't like the other kind.
No, they wouldn't like the good kind. Nope. It's like when you get good macaroni and cheese and they're complaining they want the blue box.
Blue box.
Come on now. This is homemade. Yay.
816, shout out to my black lab puppy who is not a poop eater.
That's a good... That means you're feeding it the right things. It's getting the proper nutrition and doesn't seek out its dung.
Really? Because, see,
is that just for the black labs or is that for all dogs?
I've got two kids that are still in, well, one of them's in pull-ups, the other one's in diapers, right? So I've got at least one that I'm throwing diapers in the trash for. My dog will find a diaper in the trash and absolutely dismantle it.
Ew.
And yet I, you know, spend like $80 a bag on her food because it's, you know, grain-free and all supposed to be good.
Well, maybe it's not good.
They always say you're missing something if they're eating poo, but
ew.
I think sometimes they just like poo.
Huh. You're making me sick. I want to throw up right now. I'm not kidding. This is disgusting.
816, you guys have to try the pumpkin cream cannoli at Jasper's. It's delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Nice to have you texting in, Jasper. It's
cool. Yeah, no, I'm in on that. Absolutely. Let's roll.
913, it's okay, Chiefs. I beat myself, too.
Yeah.
They only do it once a week, so
right.
It's actually rookie numbers. Been married for 10 years. That's okay.
Sometimes baseball teams, hockey teams, and basketball team beat themselves a couple of times a week.
913, as a guy, is it okay to pee sitting down at home?
How drunk are you?
I'm pro pee sitting down all the time.
How pee however you want. You ever try to pee in the middle of the night as a dude?
Yeah, actually, I do it every night.
Cleaning up.
Yeah, I sit down. Certainly when at dark. the sun goes down.
Once the sun goes down.
So well. Does my rear. I don't know. Whatever.
I didn't know where I was going to go with that.
Yeah, well done. Expected that from Ryan.
No, I don't. There's no problem with sitting down peeing.
That's fine. It's less cleanup.
It's fine. We're a mess. You can't avoid it.
Especially like 2 in the morning and you have no idea where you are or what time it is. You can't see anything.
By the way, the truck is all good. No blood or hair.
No good.
No dent. Lucked out.
Wow. Awesome.
What? I don't even know how that happens. 913, shout out to my cousin Zach for realizing CEH is the second best running back on the Chiefs team. Okay.
Behind who?
Jayhawk for Life's 45th birthday is today, by the way.
Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday.
Do I have a happy
loyal,
birthday
loyal
song?
Loyal listener.
Very loyal.
I feel like I have a birthday song for him, right?
I think he's more loyal than Billy.
Wow. I don't think I would step in those waters.
No.
Right. Hey, kid, I hear it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah, hit it. 610 Sports Radio, KCSB, Kansas City, WDM, HD2 Liberty, at Odyssey Station.
That's straight from Tony LaRusse's birthday, right? Yay.
Yeah, it was.
Straight from LaRusse's birthday party.
Still had it on deck.
Happy birthday, Vinny.
Someone says that dog probably licks the kids in the face also, huh? My dog? No. That's the only rule I have with my dog. No kisses on the mouth.
Oh, I get it.
That's my dog.
My dog loves me.
Your wife posted a picture of you and the dog sleeping in bed.
Oh, did she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, the dog loves me. I'm telling you what.
That is her favorite part of getting in bed, and then it's a picture of you with the dog curled up next to your head.
Yeah.
That'd be an indictment, but whatever.
Dog loves me.
816, hot dogs at Quick Trip are the best.
Costco.
A lot of people shaming you for peeing sitting down, Clint.
I'm sure there are.
I don't have a problem with it.
Probably the same people that are asking where his man card is because they distributed those.
You clean it up.
Yeah.
Splatter.
Well, you do live in Leawood. You probably got somebody that does that for you, don't you?
I live in Leawood and no.
913.
Somebody right away in there cleaning it up for you.
913 wishing a happy 3rd anniversary to Crystal. I don't know how you've stuck with me this long, but thanks. Love you.
All right.
Get back to me in 7 years.
Yeah, yeah. 4 years. When you have that 7-year itch, let us know
Three.
How it's going. Let us know tomorrow.
I got underwear older than that.
That is today's edition of Shout It Out. Text line remains open for you at 913-576-7610. Jay Binkley. Bink at Night. Got a full platform now. The baseball season's over.
No,
he's a lot of bink.
He's raring to go.
A lot of bink. It is kind of my favorite part now of this season. I come in the morning and we see what's on the televisions because mm-hmm. then I know what Jay was watching the night before.
Usually it's infomercials because he was watching a baseball playoff game on some channel.
Yeah. So TBS was on today. So obviously he was watching.
Family Matters was on.
He was watching baseball last night.
Very underrated show. I love Family
occasionally
Matters.
You'll have one of the regional sports networks on. He's watched some other random game.
And that's when you know when there's a knife commercial on or I can't open my umbrella infomercial
before,
the Royals were on.
Before hockey was on ESPN, you know, you'd have a various station like, oh, the NBC Sports Network is on. He's probably watched some hockey game last night. So he's very easy to trace his patterns.
Yeah,
let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So Bink at Night, weekly or daily, 6 o'clock here on 610 Sports Radio.
I'd rather have playoff baseball on the air than Bink. No offense to Jay, but.
But he dropped by the drive yesterday as well here on 610 Sports Radio and was discussing.
Willingly.
Was this guy? He was just here.
When do you need me? How long? Yeah, I'm there. Yeah.
He was discussing the blitz and the Chiefs' propensity to blitz.
Yeah.
And they blitz. It's just not effective right now.
You're just bad at what you do. I mean, look at these numbers, Carrington. I ran them this morning. They're 11th in the NFL in blitz percentage, or 11th in the NFL, 25.7%. They're 7th in blitzes with 55. They blitz 55 times. That's 7th in the NFL. But they've got 12 quarterback hits. It's like they're blitzing, they're moving, but they're not getting to the quarterback and hitting the quarterback. It doesn't make sense. When you blitz this much time and put as much pressure, but you're not hitting the quarterback, these things don't make sense to me.
Yeah, I was listening to Jay talk to Carrington yesterday. It was really, you know, just very, very interesting when Jay brought that up. I'm like, man, that is a big time bad spot, if you will, on this defense right now. And we continually hear people say, we got to blitz more. We got to blitz more. Well, they're blitzing the seventh most times in the NFL, but they can't get home. And so if you're going to blitz, you better get your ass to the quarterback and make an impact, because if you don't, then you're screwed in the back end of this defense. And that's why we think the blitz is cool and fun and all that kind of stuff, right? It really is like trying to do a trick play on offense. You kind of roll your eyes at, you're doing that because you can't do anything else. It's almost like your last resort. And the last resort for the Chiefs right now, blitzing, isn't even working. And it's a bigger indictment, Josh, in my opinion, of the front four along the defensive line that you've blitzed the seventh most times in the NFL and literally have nothing to show for it.
I like the blitz to show that you can't be stopped. That's awesome. Like when your front four is really good and you still blitz.
And you still blitz, sure. Yeah.
That's just try to beat us. We're coming. I like the blitz when your front four is really good and you use it as a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have to lean on it, yeah, it's more of an indictment of you can't get there.
You can't get there. And I think right now is, you know, you heard Brian Mitchell earlier, former Philadelphia Eagle and Washington football team player who played for Andy Reid, talk about, you know, not calling players out by name and taking all the blame on themselves. Steve Spagnuolo hasn't called anybody out, but you can see how he's calling people out based on what they're doing on defense, that you've had a blitz this much already this season, because the guys that are making the big money up front aren't getting the job done. That is an indictment in the biggest way of Frank Clark, Chris Jones, Jaron Reed, Derek Nnadi, Turk Wharton, Colin Saunders, all of those guys that have DL next to their name. That is an indictment of them for not doing their job. 55 blitzes, the seventh most in the NFL, and you only have 12 quarterback hits to show for it. You got to start doing something different on defense.
Colin Cowherd on FS1 pointing that out a little bit as well. He says bad defenses blitz.
Anytime a team goes heavy on blitzes and heavy on gimmicks, it's smoke and mirrors. I know we love Andy Reid. I know Tyreek Hill's the fastest human you've ever seen, not named Usain Bolt. I know Patrick is really, really talented. But the Buffalo Bills passed the ball less than half as much and ended up with more passing yards. That is a problem for the Chiefs.
So it's not only on the offensive end where you can't do short yardage situations. Mm-hmm. On the blitzing can be a sign of panic. Now, I think there's some teams that have been blitz-heavy teams that have been – I mean, the Ravens' defense has always been regarded as a pretty good defense. They blitz all the time. They didn't happen to against the Chiefs, but they tend to blitz a lot. I like it when it's like a strength of yours and you can do other things with it. When it's, man, we got to figure out something. Got to get pressure somehow, some way, and use it. And then you don't get home, and then it looks clear.
It really is. It's like when your offense isn't working and you roll out the flea flicker or the tight end pass or something that, you know, you don't normally see. You're doing that to try to spur something on to make something happen. Those are last resort things. And the last resort thing for a defense is to blitz. And an even worse last resort, worse result, is not getting to where you need to be and then getting beat up over the top.
Colts owner Jim Irsay is crazy.
He is a cocaine user and an alcoholic.
I never said that. Tweets this out yesterday afternoon.
God, that's going to get some run.
Colts Nation, don't worry. We're going to get the horseshoe at least two Lombardis this decade.
I'm sorry,
as
what?
Sure as the sun rises and seasons change, it's coming. Don't you ever doubt that, ever. You will see greatness. Believe, and you will see.
They're 1-4. They don't have a quarterback right now.
You're high.
The Colts owners saying they're going to win two championships this decade. I appreciate the optimism, Jim.
Mercy really cracking into that briefcase, wasn't he?
But he's been drinking some Lombardis.
Is that a good cocktail? What do you make that with, Jim?
I kind of wonder.
I'll have a Lombardi and a Cosmo, please.
I think you might have Lombardi. Two Lombardis before you hit send.
Yeah, I mean, that's one where you probably, I understand what you're doing. You're trying to keep your fans engaged at 1-4 and not having a
tough
quarterback.
Loss on, coming the off tough the Monday loss night game.
On Monday night, your coach screwed that up by going for two. I get it. I understand you know, what he's trying to do there. But until they find a true leader and a quarterback for their franchise, I would not be counting up the Lombardi trophies that you're going to have. I don't believe in Carson Wentz as a leader. I don't believe in Carson Wentz as a quarterback. He'll have nice games here or there, but he has not been able to be consistent. He's not been able to stay injury-free, and he's not a leader of that organization. And so when you have a glaring weakness and a glaring hole at the most important position on your team, I don't give you any shot to win one Lombardi, let alone two, over the next decade. Now, if they can go out and find their new guy who's probably playing high school football right now, maybe, and, you know, in a couple of years, he's here in the National
Arch
Football
Manning.
League. Maybe it's Arch Manning. I mean, oh, my God, Josh, that is a great conspiracy. I'm out.
They're just waiting around for the next Manning?
I mean, that is a great conspiracy. If he ends up in Indianapolis.
But, I mean, that's still.
Suck for Arch.
That's still what? He's going to be a college freshman next year, is that right?
Hell if I know.
So he'd have three more years after that? I mean, it'd still be a while. Still be a while.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can see that absolutely happening, right? Somehow they finagle their way. Like, the Mannings have finagled their way around a draft before.
Yeah, or he just throws everything at the draft to get the number one pick.
Or somehow he ends up with the Giants. He's going to end up with the Giants or the Colts, right? Or unless Peyton buys the Broncos, then he'll end up out there because they still need a quarterback, too.
I don't understand why people do this. Like, it's hard enough to win one, let alone two in a decade. You haven't won one since 2007.
No, they
did. You had, you know, one of the best quarterbacks of all time playing for you for that time, and it took you having to face Rex Grossman and the Bears to get over the hump to win you a Super Bowl, and then you have been just this ever since.
Right.
Like, I don't understand. Again, I'm all for you wanting to go rah-rah and believe in your team.
You
right?
have to as the owner. You're trying to sell tickets to, man, and keep people engaged. 1-4, and it's the middle of October, and you're already losing the fan base. You got to keep them engaged.
You guys know my take on this. The Patriots have ruined a lot of things. Winning is one of them. Like, we forget how difficult it is to win one Super Bowl, let alone two in a decade. Like, not many teams do that. And when you do that, when you do that, they call you a dynasty. So, like, it doesn't happen all that often, especially in the past, two decades, unless you play for the New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. So, Jim, I appreciate the optimism.
Right.
Reel it in,
Pat. Right. I can understand if Clark Hunt last year said we're going to win a couple in the decade. Fine. I get it. You got Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. The Indianapolis Colts have no quarterback.
I mean, you know me. I was even skeptical when, you know, Andy Reid or Clark Hunt or anybody who said that around the Chiefs, like, it's exceptionally difficult to not only just get back to that game, but continue to have and maintain that type of success. And there hasn't been anything that's indicated that the Indianapolis Colts are capable of doing
nothing.
That, right?
No, nothing. Not in recent vintage, not unless they have a reincarnation of Peyton.
Or Arch.
Or Arch. Where does he end up? The Giants, the Colts, or the Broncos? Got to be one of the three, right?
Yeah, I mean, unless Peyton goes to work for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of like that theory now. I'm gonna.
That's a great one you had, Josh. Write that down.
4 years away. Chiefs forever linebacker Joe Mays says the NFL, I see some blood in the water around the Chiefs. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.